Kyoto News English World。
皆さんこんにちは。こちらは共同通信英文記者のポッドキャストです。英文記者は国内外で起きている出来事について取材してオリジナルの英文記事を発信したり、日本語のニュースを英語に翻訳したりしています。共同通信の英語の記事をテーマに、いろんな国から集まる仲間たちと英語と日本語を交えていろいろディスカッションしていけたらと思っています。今日は3人の記者でお届けします。私は堀内純子と申します。2009年に共同通信に入社しました。2年ほど松江支局でも日本語の記者として働いていました。よろしくお願いします。
Hi there everybody, my name is Eduardo Martinez. I've been here at Kyoto for about 2.5 years now. And I'm originally from Brisbane, Australia. Nice to meet you all.
Hi, my name's Donny Kun. I've been at Kyoto for about 5 years now, and I'm also from Australia, but from the West Coast.
それでは今日の英語の記事の紹介です。ドニカンさん、今日の記事のタイトルを読んでもらえますか？
はい。Japan launches ride-hailing services in Tokyo. Other areas to follow.
日本で日本版ライドシェアのサービスが始まったという記事ですね。少し読んでもらえますか？
はい。Japan on Monday launched ride-hailing services in Tokyo with other areas across the country to follow suit in a bid to address a nationwide shortage of taxi drivers. The country partially lifted a ban on the services earlier this month, allowing drivers with a standard license to offer taxi services on specified days and hours using their own private vehicle.Provided they are under the management of a local taxi company.
アメリカや中国では広く使われているサービスですけど、日本でも最初は一部ですけれども、解禁されたというニュースですね。お二人はライドシェア使ったことありますか？
Yes, I have. Yes. What about yourself, Donikin?
Not in Australia, but in when I was like traveling in, for example, like Vietnam.Or like Kazakhstan, places like that.
You've been to Kazakhstan?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, they use Grab there a lot. There's
Grab.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, no. In Kazakhstan, they use this Russian one called Yandex. Yeah, yeah.
Kazakhstan でも導入されてるんですね。
I think it's become quite popularized in most parts of the world. Actually, maybe it shouldn't. Don't quote me on that.
But yeah,
in
yeah.
a lot of places, yes.
Because it's cheaper than taxis usually. Yeah.
I use it a lot in Australia. And yeah, exactly. That's exactly the reason. It's quite a lot cheaper than taxis. So yeah, especially and public transport in Brisbane isn't that great. So say you were out until late at night. Yeah, it was a relatively affordable way to get home.
What's the company that's mainly there? Is it Uber?
Oh, Uber. Yeah, yeah. Uber was absolutely.I think it's the most dominant one. What about yourself, Horuichi-san? Have you used any ride-hailing apps before?
この部分的な解禁があって、私も使いたいなと思って、思ったんですけど、全然、その指定された時間に使うことがなかなかできなくて、まだ使えてないんですよね。
Even in other countries, like when you've been on overseas trips or anything?
あ、その時はすごい使ってます。イギリスとか、はい、使ってましたね。やっぱり便利ですよね。
Yeah.
事前にいつ来るかもわかるし、事前に いくらになるかというのもわかるし。
Yeah.
ですね。あと、まあ安いっていうのがやっぱり利点ですよね。
But before this was launched, I think apps like Uber and Didi, they allowed you to book taxis through their apps.
Yeah, they existed, but not...
But not like private drivers.
Yeah. They weren't like, civilian drivers.
今回も日本版ライドシェアというのは、まあ、タクシー会社の運行のもとでということですよね。なので、まあ、料金もそこまで安くならないということで、かつ、まあ、地域も時間も限られているので、まあ、今後広がっていくのかなというところですよね。
Yeah. I guess it doesn't really affect much of the customer's experience, right? Like whether they you know, or maybe they can just order via an app and that might be easier. But I don't see how this is different from a regular person ordering a taxi. Mm. It's just that the taxi companies don't have enough of people. So now they're, recruiting members of the public.
Is it cheaper? I don't know.
What's your experience using taxis here in Japan, Donegan? Do you think that they're, compared to, say, Australia or other countries, do you think that they're reasonably priced or like...
I hardly use taxis in here or Australia because they're both extremely, extremely expensive. So I really, I think in Tokyo, if I use a taxi, like, twice. And that's like...
No, and I feel like because public transportation is so good here, the train, everyone uses trains, everyone's very used to using trains. And I remember one time I was in a rush to get somewhere and I thought, oh, I'll just take a taxi because I thought the taxi would be quicker, but it actually ended up taking around the same amount of time because of traffic. And I feel like Tokyo's streets are very narrow. Mm. They don't have many lanes and there's a lot of traffic lights. So I just ended up paying for a really expensive trip when I could have taken the train. So I think that's what the taxi environment in Tokyo, at least at the very least, is like. Yeah.
I think most people in Tokyo would take taxis only like when they want to go home late at night.
Yeah.
And there's no more trains.
Yeah.
And
I guess that's where their benefit comes in, right? Is that they're meant to be, these ride hailing services are meant to be for those like late hours, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, would you consider becoming a driver?
If you need some spare cash, would you consider it, Horiuchi-san? What I think is going to be what I'm very curious about is like, so in Australia, when you ride a taxi, you ride in the passenger seat with the driver. Uh-huh. And it's very normal to like have conversation with them and everything. So what really surprised me when I came to Japan is that everyone always sits in the back. And so, I mean, sometimes the taxi drivers talk to you, but like you can be completely silent as well. And that's like the general image. Like when you ride Uber, usually you have a small talk with the driver. So I wonder what it's going to be like in Japan. Are people just going to like go in the back and just be awkwardly silent with the driver? Or?
But I think some people prefer not to have to talk to the driver.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Especially introverts and people like that.
Yeah, sometimes
it's
of course. Sometimes I'm definitely not in the mood to talk to anyone. Yeah, it's like, just please get me home. I'm just interested to see what the dynamic is going to be like.
Yeah. And I mean, it's probably okay in Japan, but I know like in some other countries, it's like also, I don't know, there've been like some crimes and stuff like these ride hailing services.
So I guess, if they're under the management of taxi companies, then that could help a bit with engaging public trust.
ありがとうございました。
共同通信では共同ニュースプラスというサイトで日本や世界で起きた出来事について英語のニュースを発信しています。今日ご紹介した記事も掲載されていますのでぜひチェックしてみてください。それでは皆さん
See you next time!